People and Power Purpose Podcast. Yes, I'm back. We are going to get right into it today. Today we're going to talk about dwelling place, what it means, where we see ourselves, what matters, what is your dwelling place. As we talk about the dwelling place, the next dwelling place, the next opportunity, the next chance to be in his presence, the next opportunity to just stand still and know that he is God. When we talk about knowing that he is God, do we really take the time out to take a whiff of his glory and sit still? We always want to do something. We always want to move around. We always want to just be doing stuff. When God is really trying to talk to us, tell us really what we are doing, what the next steps are, what are the next level of instructions? Are we ready for the next level of instructions? Are we prepared for it? And this is what we're talking about today, the dwelling place. So when we go back into my book, The Devotions Outside the Box, right? We talk about the next dwelling place for me will be in the new heaven with my Father. So when I talk about being in a new heaven with my Father, we want to get there. We want to go to heaven. We want to be those that righteous people. At the same time, we are human. So why is it that we're so stuck on getting there when we need to live here in the time being? Let us be able to do what we're supposed to do here and bask in this earth and be able, because we got dominion, we got power, but we don't use it. We're just trying to get to heaven. And there's nothing wrong with that, trying to get to heaven. Let me make that clear, because I want to be in heaven, yes, but I'm here. It should be the same equivalent up there than it is on earth. It says everything we bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Everything we loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. So why is it such a hard understanding that I want to be here? I want to enjoy here. Have you ever heard people say, you so spiritual, you ain't no earthly good? Again, I'm gonna upset some people when this comes out. But at this point, It's not even about being spiritual. It's knowing that your spirit man is encased in over a body, under a body that is not all the time right. It gets old and the machine wears out. But what about being in that dwelling place where God can restore, revive, and renew you and prepare you for the next level, to be able to live on earth, prosper on earth, live with others, love one another, express his love, and actually be heaven on earth? I know that's a lot. That's deep, ain't it? As we think about those things, as we prepare ourselves for the next level of Daddy, as we really turn back and reminisce on the good, the bad, and the ugly, the dwelling place is right here in your heart, in your belly, where all the new things that are being developed and expressed and stretched are there. So when we go into this dwelling place, when we go in here, we go in the place where it talks all about prayer, where God just wants to have a conversation with his daughter, with his son, and say, you know, I'm here, child. Come to daddy. It's okay. Come in your vulnerable stage. Come where there is nothing else but me. Come. When we hear that old song, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Right now. Come. to Jesus, come to Jesus, run now. When he talks about he will save you, he will save you. Yes, he will save you, but you have to be a willing vessel to come to the willing, to dwelling place. We forget that as we, you know, if you were on my last podcast, you heard me talk about a new day. A new dawn, a new day, another chance to get it right, another opportunity to say, yes, God, I hear you, I love you, I'm here, right? All these great things. But at the same time, we forget that that has to be a dwelling place for us to express that thankfulness, that understanding of the new, the opportunity to say, I'm not right, God. I need you right now. I'm vulnerable and I'm tired. I need your guidance. But you gotta be a willing vessel to say that. Did I step on somebody's toes? Mm-mm. Yeah, I did. You gotta be a willing vessel to say, I'm ready, Daddy, for you to tell me what's the next step. I know I haven't been right. I know I haven't been where I needed to be. I know things have not been all good, Daddy. But I'm here. I'm here and I'm available to you. And see, distractions will come. Even when you record it, distractions will come with spam in your life. Come on, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That was right on time. Spam will come in your life, whether it is through internet, through distractions with your family, through finances, through a phone call, which they find your number and they call it, right? That is where we have to disconnect from everything and everybody and be in that dwelling place. And not always gotta cry to be in that dwelling place, but worship, be at peace, have a conversation with Daddy. Daddy, I don't know what's going on, but there's something going on and I feel it in my shalana, and I need you to tell me what it is. Help me to get clarity. And sometimes Daddy will be quiet just to hear what his children has to say. And then there's times where he's just going off and telling, da 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 da, and I need you to do this, and then this, 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 and that. And then that's where the faithfulness and the obedience comes in. Are you willing to be vulnerable? I was talking to a young woman yesterday, beautiful, mighty woman of God, wonderful spirit. She loves Daddy, you know. And it's like we have this mechanism of defense that says, I'm okay. Oh, I'm over it. No, you're not. Because if you were over it, you wouldn't mind being vulnerable again. Well, I just don't want to get hurt. But you're hurting yourself from not wanting love in your life because you don't want to hurt yourself. You don't want to get hurt again. I don't understand. Love conquers a multitude of sin. And if we don't understand ourselves and what we say one thing, but we mean another. That gets old after a while. And people don't want to be around people that are doing the same okie doke and not getting empowered to do something different. So when we talk about this dwelling place and how God will miraculously, and I can't talk today, how he will miraculously love on you and show you you and still love you. I'm in awe on how he still takes the time out to come and say, I'm here. So when we go and we go into prayer and when we take the time out to lay everything out on the line and still tell Daddy, I repent, I'm sorry. I want to try this again. Can we have a reset? Can we have a reprieve and a redo? Daddy, that's all he wants us to do is come to him. He knows all and he sees all. Let me say this in the camera. He knows all and he sees all. And that is exactly what he wants. That's exactly what he wants. He wants you to come. He doesn't tell us to remind him of his word because he forgot. He tells us to remind him of his word because we forgot. It's for us to be reminded. And every email in this world is just pinging me today. But I just wanted to come by and say, hey, I know it's only 11 minutes long or 12 minutes long. It's about to be 12 minutes long. But just be reminded of your dwelling place. Wow, there's a lot of emails today. Be reminded of your dwelling place and know that God is loving you and he cares. And he just wants you. He doesn't want parts of you. He wants all of you. This is Omani Harold, PEP, People Empower Purpose Podcast. I love you guys, and let's do this again.
This is Omani Harold, PEP, People Empower Purpose. We're going to stop and put a pin in this particular conversation because the conversation is deep, and I don't want to, miss out on any of the details. So what we're going to do, we're going to close this out. This is part one of the conversation. So we'll actually reiterate and have more for you here shortly. Again, this is Omani Harold, PEP, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Talk to you soon.